The next song we're going to sing is something that is very special for all the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. It is a song, it's a poem actually, written by Srila Prabhupada while crossing the ocean on the Jaladuta going to America. In this prayer, in this poem, Srila Prabhupada asks Krishna to help him. He reveals his mind to his dear friend, his dear companion. He writes in his diary like that. He said, "Today I revealed my mind to my dear companion." And in this prayer, Srila Prabhupada first of all addresses Krishna as his dear friend. Krishna tava punya habe bhai. And he says something very central to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That, as Prabhupada would say, everyone wants the mercy of Krishna, but Krishna wants the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So he says, "E punya kuribe jobe Radharani suki habe." Dhruvayati boli tomai thai. That this is fixed. That Krishna, his life revolves around Radharani. And followers of Gaudiya tradition, they know this. It is fixed for all time, like the pole star, Dhruva Loka. He says, "Dhruvayati boli tomai thai." For all time, Krishna and Radharani, this is an eternal relationship. So Prabhupada begs Krishna by saying, "My Guru Maharaj, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he has given me this incredible task to spread Krishna consciousness to the Western world, to the English-speaking world." And Prabhupada expresses in humility that I am unqualified to do this, I am incompetent. But you are the expert. If you help me, then it will be possible for me to fulfill the order of my spiritual master. And by fulfilling the order of the spiritual master, one's life becomes successful. So this is all Gaudiya Vaishnava teachings, that to satisfy the spiritual master is the life and soul of the devotee. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has sung, and we sing it every day in all the temples, "Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati kutopi." By satisfaction of the spiritual master, Krishna is satisfied. So Prabhupada is begging Krishna to help me. Give me the shakti to spread Krishna consciousness. Because without Krishna shakti, no one can spread Krishna consciousness. The Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us, "Krishna shakti bina nahe tara pravartana." So Prabhupada understands this and he says, "I need your shakti to do this job. It is most difficult." Although we read the pastimes of Prabhupada, it seemed like everything was happening so easily. But it wasn't really. His first year in America was a year of struggle. As they say in America, he paid his dues. Sometimes homeless. many difficulties he underwent for a person of his age in a foreign land. But with his heart full of compassion, he pressed on, fully depending on Guru and Krishna. So, in the refrain, he tells Krishna that my Guru Maharaj wants this to be done. And my Guru Maharaj is a servant of Sri Gauranga. He's a servant of Radharani. That means Radharani wants this to be done. Yes, Radharani wants this movement to spread. She's not out of the picture. So he tells Krishna, so because Radharani wants this to be done, if you help me, that would be good for you. You would get a punya. You will get piety. You will get Radharani's mercy. Your life will be sublime. Now who can speak to Krishna like this? Only someone who is very dear to Krishna can speak like this. So, Prabhupada is the most dear servant of Krishna. That we all agree on. Krishna says, one who preaches my message, there's no servant in this world dearer to me than him, and there'll never be anyone dearer. So I don't know of anyone who's as dear to Krishna as Prabhupada, because he spread Krishna's name and fame all over the world. And then in the later part of the song, he gives us a glimpse into his aspiration. He says, after preaching, after executing the order of my spiritual master, it's a great, great task. He says, I want to rejoin you. And specifically he says, I want to go out to join you and go out in the morning in all the forests of Braj with the cows, frolicking, rolling on the ground, stealing each other's lunches. This is what Prabhupada expressed as an aspiration. He said, I am your eternal servant, and coming to this material world, it is a world of trouble. There is another verse, Prabhupada actually included within his poem, he quoted a verse by Prahlad Maharaj from the seventh canto. Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers to Lord Nrisingadev and he says, my dear Lord, I was following the general population, falling into a well, a blind well full of snakes. But your servant Narad Muni, he pulled me out and he gave me a process by which I can attain a position, transcendental position, similar to his. So the spiritual master comes to give us and he gives us a process by which we all can attain transcendence. That is what the Krishna consciousness movement is offering to everyone. You take this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it is not ordinary, it is not a material sound. Gulokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. It is coming from the spiritual world and it is brought here by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Prabhupada very nicely in this poem, he reveals his mind to Krishna, and later on the devotees discovered this poem, and it was somehow lying there. But I thought, it's such a beautiful poem, we should sing it. Just like we sing songs by the different acharyas, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur. Prabhupada has given us this song, and we should sing it. So I was meditating on this song just a few years ago, and this melody came to me. So I put the two together, and we have a nice song. So let's sing it.